Good morning. It's Thursday, July 11th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Accused Pickens County bomber Michael Seabrook was denied bond in federal court in Greenville yesterday. Here's South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan.
Seabrook was arrested Tuesday in connection with a pair of explosions at the Pickens County Courthouse and an additional explosive device found on the roof of the County Department of Social Services building. While the first device shattered courthouse windows late Sunday night, the second device did not explode. According to the affidavit, investigators with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms say they found materials for homemade bombs at Seabrook's residence and two additional ready-made bombs in his truck. The affidavit states the bombs were a combination of metal pipes, plastic, wires, and propane tanks. It also states that Seabrook confessed to placing the bombs and that he had more in his truck. According to the affidavit, Seabrook was wanted on an outstanding warrant in Pickens County. He was also previously convicted of aggravated breach of peace and served more than a year in jail. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
The affidavit also states that video footage from nearby businesses led to Seabrook's arrest. Richland County is working toward banning single-use plastic bags. South Carolina Public Radio's Alicia Eady explains.
The measure would ban retailers from distributing single-use plastic or some paper bags at stores within the county. Businesses that don't comply would be fined up to $500 per violation and possibly face having their licenses revoked. The county is the 18th municipality to vote to end the use of plastic bags. Councilwoman Dahlia Meyer says protecting the environment is important.
If we look at Richland County's own landfill, we would all be concerned at the amount of waste that's going into that landfill.
She says it's a prudent measure for preserving the county for future residents. Council must approve the ordinance two more times before it can take effect.
A second police officer in South Carolina has resigned after authorities determined he was writing bogus traffic tickets to drivers without their knowledge. A statement from the Charleston Police Department says Officer Blaine Morgan resigned Wednesday. Officer Michael Baker quit last week after an internal review of the traffic tickets. The department says the officers were writing the tickets so it looked like they were properly patrolling their area of Charleston. They would then dismiss the bogus tickets. Police say they have dropped all pending tickets written by the two officers. EMS officials in Lancaster County say they fear a looming shortage of medics on the horizon. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reports.
Lancaster County EMS has about 45 EMTs working on rotating 24-hour shifts. And by the end of this year, those medics are expected to answer as many as 17,000 calls. That's according to a report in Wednesday's edition of the Lancaster News. County EMS Director Clay Cato tells the paper that a combination of recent retirements and departures for larger EMS agencies is stripping an already bare-bones operation. The number of calls the Lancaster County EMS responds to annually increases as the county develops. This year's calls are on target to be about 5,000 higher than in 2012. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
Cato said no paramedics have applied for the new jobs yet, but if you would like to apply, visit laems.net. University of South Carolina trustees are expected to select a new USC president tomorrow. Governor Henry McMaster has reportedly pushed board members to select retired Army General Robert Caslin, a former head of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Faculty and student leaders have called special meetings for today to discuss the governor's action. State lawmakers' opinions of the governor's involvement is divided between party lines. Caslin was one of four finalists for the post in April when board members opted to not hire any of the four presidential candidates and reopen their search. Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.